Here at the Farmland Investment Fair, put on by the Chicago Farmers, a lot of educational sessions. I'm speaking with Mike Shane, First Farm Credit Services, and farmland values, obviously a big topic for this group of people who either have land to sell or maybe are looking for some to buy. Tell me the message you've got for people that were here today.
Well, we kind of talked about several different things. We started with just what land values are right now. And then we talked about what drives land values. I mean, we can't predict what land values are going to do. If we did, we wouldn't be standing here today. But so we talked about what land values are now. We started off by talking what our benchmark farms are, what they're doing. We've seen a pretty leveling off of land values right now over compared to the last 3 years or so. We have seen some drop in certain areas, especially in the DeKalb, Kane, McHenry County areas, which are kind of north and west of Chicago. You kind of loop around the south side. They might not be down quite as much. But then actually as you go down further west and south in the state, we've seen land values flat to even up. Mm-hmm. So,
is land available?
Yeah, there's always land available. It's a little bit harder to come by right now than what we've seen. I think people are kind of holding on to the land right now, unless they can, you know, if you're down in that west or south southern area where the land values are quite a bit higher, I think people are thinking, well, maybe it's time to sell. Mm-hmm. But those land prices are bringing big money. We know some properties that sold over $8,000 in western Illinois, which, I mean, there's no urban influence whatsoever in that area. It's just strictly what the cash rent is bringing on those farms.
Wow. So the people that attended the session, I know you had great attendance here, mm-hmm. probably one of the more popular topics here out of the list, but what were some of the things they're wanting to know and asking you guys?
One of the big questions was what interest rates are going to do, and what kind of how we described it is right now we are at probably the bottom or pretty darn close to what the bottom of the rates are. The Fed fund is at 0 to 0.25. You can't go any lower. We've seen fixed rates. They're below 7%, which is, you know, it's over the average. That's lower than average. And adjustable rates are also down in the 5% range, which is pretty cheap for, you know, money for farms. In our discussion, we think that inflation is going to cause that. Once the federal government decides to start raising their rates, that's going to start driving the interest rates up. And another big thing that we see is when the bonds stop getting bought, you know, the demand for bonds goes too far down, the prices are going to go up and drive the interest rates up. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much. That's Mike Shane with First Farm Credit Services here at Farmland Investment Fair. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.